If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
How about my buddy from Gay Perry? How you doing, Jeff? Good to be with you today.
I got to be honest, Eddie. I don't feel like you could say that anymore because before, I think that Gay Perry took a whole different meaning than it does after the opening ceremonies and the drag queen Olympic sports opening that we had to endure. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the NFL, WWE, Major League Baseball, and of course, me and Paris experiencing all of these things. The sports out have been
that
great.
That river over there is really, that scene is really a beautiful river, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the triathlon hasn't happened yet because nobody will swim in that river. But
you got to swim between the turds, you know.
Yes, I mean, I know. I'd heard beforehand that it was nasty. The funny thing about that river, Eddie, is that it flows really quickly. You'd think that all the garbage and everything would flow south or north, whichever way it's going, out of Paris, but they must have it dammed up somewhere so the rest of France doesn't have to deal with all of Paris's garbage. But it's a beautiful river. The bridges across that river are all beautiful. It's a really nice place, downtown Paris. The only thing that I would suggest is don't come here during the Olympics because they've got it smattered with all the angel wings and all of the fire that they've got as the mascot here, which is a corny looking thing. But Paris at night, still very beautiful. And I'm in Paris from now on, Eddie. I'm not in Gay Paris anymore. I don't want to be associated with Gay
Paris.
Well,
you're in the Queen City for sure.
Well, I got to say, we are going to discuss that in the next segment, Eddie. So strap it in because we are going to go off on the Olympic ceremonies after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
School is almost here, and if there's two things I can count on, it's my kids needing new outfits because they grow like weeds, and Kohl's stocking their favorite styles. With the Back to School Customer Appreciation event going on, I scored 30% off tees, jeans, sneakers, and more when I shopped with a Kohl's card. No card? No problem. Rewards members save 20%, and everyone else saves 15%, plus earn Kohl's cash. When it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends August 11th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it. Literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
We are back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we get into the Olympics opening ceremonies, we've got to discuss our friends over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, and functional with timeless style. Go get yourself some gear over at odark30.com.
Yeah, and they don't sell the queens either.
I'm sure. Hey, let's talk about the diabolical opening ceremonies that stunk up the joint and put a black mark on the Olympics. It'll probably go down in history as the worst opening ceremonies of all time. Let me get this straight. Someone, namely artistic director Thomas Jolly, thought it would be fitting to feature drag queens and trans artists to strike a pose at the sacred table of Christ and his apostles sharing the last meal. We're talking about the parody of Michelangelo's The Last Supper painting. I can't say it any other way. It was unholy, it was inappropriate, and it sent shockwaves around the world within the Christian and evangelical communities. Debauchery reigns in France and at the Olympic Games. The organizers sort of apologized. They said, "I'm sorry if we offended you," but it not only was a half-assed apology, it came too late. People can't unsee what they saw. They don't want you to know that they've been trying to have the videos and other images of their ceremonies removed from the internet. They're trying to backpedal. Sorry doesn't work that way. Live with the mistake. Admit that you made a mistake. Don't tell me that you support what we saw there.
You know something, Jeff, those are great words. And when I look at these woke son of a bitches, you know, you open the door for Eddie Mansfield to say what he wants to say. You came into my sports world with your fat bullshit, and I'm not going to take it. It doesn't belong in the Olympics. It doesn't belong anywhere. Shame on you, NBC. Shame on you, the Olympic, you woke bunch of bastards. Now you've showed the whole world your agenda. And that's what's been happening in the United States. All this woke bull, and we're tired of it.
Yeah.
Now it's time to fight. You know, I had enough of it. I really have.
I was happy to see that there were sponsors pulling out their sponsorships for the Olympics for this, because until that happens, until, you know, we could get into all kinds of politics here about how these corporations are trapped by the money people. We have a couple of big name banks, basically, that
right,
control all of the money that goes to these corporations, and they have a scoring system to say, if you don't have this much of this stuff, then you're not going to get these loans. So these corporations have been kowtowing to this stuff, and it's time to stand up. If you can't afford to stay in business without borrowing money from these companies, then maybe you shouldn't be in business. And there were some brave companies that decided they were going to pull their funding over this. I was in a room here with guys from all over the world, from Germany, from Spain, from Jordan. I was surrounded by people from all over the world, and everybody felt the same way. So this is not what the people want to see. I don't know who you're trying to please with all of these things. We're talking about the LGBTQ plus A, whatever.
Well, they're not
it is,
even big
community.
Enough to please.
That's what I'm saying, is that's not a large enough community of people for this much coverage. I mean, what is going on here, Eddie? I feel like the reality of it is that they're utilizing sports because the amount of eyes that get on sports to indoctrinate people to these things that are not good for society. This is the kind of
stuff.
Well,
it didn't work. Let me tell you something, Jeff. It didn't work. You talk about backfiring. You know something? You come in the sports world with your gay agenda. Keep your tired ass, happy ass in your gay world. And you don't need special laws for some gay guy. You know that? I don't believe in that. If Jeff doesn't have the law, I don't have the law, your happy gay ass ain't going to get the law either.
Yeah.
And something? I mean, you want to make fun of one of the most, number one, you don't make fun of Jesus.
Here's the thing,
God.
Eddie. Is
you don't do that. You just can't.
For some reason, the entire world has decided that it is okay to go after Christianity. They don't do it with any other religion. And the reason why is because Christianity has embraced this whole turn the other cheek thing. And I've read the book. It's not all about turn the other cheek. It's
no, because God is not that way, Jeff.
No, I'm worried.
Slap you upside your head, man.
I'm worried being this close to it that I might be a innocent bystander in whatever's planned. I mean, it is getting ready to storm really bad here, but yeah, man. You know,
Jeff. I watched a replay of this damn thing, and they had this big fat. I want to see that big fat ass drag queen that played Jesus. Well, I was thinking, I said, we ought to slap him on the cross and nail his ass to it. But the problem is, he's so fat, you need Monroe shocks for that cross. And number two, he'd break it in half. He's so fat. And how you want to put some big fat ass queer bastard on television like that, and all these little fats walking up and down a runway, and you think that's cool? You want to make fun of the Last Supper.
The fact of the matter is that not only was it debasing this ceremony, but it wasn't even really that good. They had Lady Gaga out there, who was a world-class performer, and she was even terrible. That trying to French the stuff up didn't work. And Celine Dion, luckily for them, saved the show.
Well, and Gaga is Italian. She don't have a bit of French in her.
She's American. She's not Italian. She's American.
Yeah, but she's from Italian descent. You know?
I'm sure that you have to trace her roots back far enough to get to Italy. You have to at least go 100 years back. She's an American. She's an American icon at this point.
Yeah, from Philly.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is that whoever put this together made her look bad. Celine Dion stole the show. She did a great job. She was fun to watch. The whole lifting of the cauldron on the Eiffel Tower was good, but there were so many things.
Yeah, and what a story, Jeff, with Celine Dion overcoming all adversity with her voice and stood there like a pro, and then they insulted her doing that.
Yeah, I mean, and there were so many.
Yeah,
there were so many things. They had a golden cow, which is pretty much satanic. It's really weird that we've gotten to this place where, you know, they're promoting these things that should and always have been taboo. We gotta cut it out, guys. Come on, just enough. We've been talking about it for years. The fact that they're trying to jam down these sports down our throats to get the women's rights in sports. So they're like, you got to watch it. You have to watch it. Here's a commercial. Here's another commercial. You have to watch it. You're bad if you don't watch it. You don't want to. We don't want to watch it. It's not that we are a chauvinist. I have a wife that I love. I have two daughters that I dearly love. I love women. I just don't feel like I should have to watch women's sports. If I wanted to watch it, I would tune in regularly. I find it hard enough to tune into sports that are actually good. I can't watch soccer. I can't watch it. I don't want to, and I'm not going to be made to. So the fact of the matter is...
Well, you know, when we're in the business of either producing it or recording it, it's the stuff gets old, Jeff. You gotta say to yourself, we already seen this before. And so it's like, you know, when you start pushing stuff down sports people's throats like they do this woke bullshit, they can't do that to us, and we're not going to tolerate it. I'm not going to back up from what I say. I'm very proud of what I said because I'm sticking to what I believe.
Right.
And all 6 million listeners of Mouthing Off know that when Eddie Mansfield says something, I believe it or I don't say it.
So the,
and I'm not stopping. You know, they can kiss my ass. How about that?
Yeah, it's funny. They portray this as like being so strong and being so incredible because they can go out there and they can mock Jesus. Well, there's another religion with another guy. And if you really want to show us how much balls you have, why don't you try mocking him? Because that doesn't go over very well. And
well, they're done.
Yeah,
this gay parade is done.
Yeah, listen, this is a perfect opportunity for us to do this.
Oh, that's easy, Jeff. That's Thomas Jolly. And if you don't know Thomas Jolly, he's not so jolly right now. Mr. Gay Parade, strap yourself in, Bubba, because you're going to have a long haul. Not only did you make fun of every Christian on the planet, but you made a complete ass of yourself putting these queers and these gay caballeros you got running around in the Olympics. After these athletes worked 4 hard years to get to the games and you made a joke of it with this BS. You deserve to be fired, man. Shame on you for what you did to the Olympics.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that there are a lot of people that had ever heard about him before. I'm not even going to name him. Had ever heard of him before. I think he may be famous in a very small circle of theater people, but he made his debut on the world stage, and I don't know how it's going to go for him going forward. I don't foresee him doing anything except for maybe working the bar at old Moulin Rouge here, because...
hey, what do you think about that stupid Nicki Doll? Drag queen. He carried it, that he/she carried the torch. What are they thinking?
I don't know, Eddie.
What are you, stupid? This is the Olympics, for God's sake. This ain't the drag queen parade, what they made it.
If Nicki Doll could compete in a sport, she should be able to touch that torch. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the continental lover, the legend, the icon, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, as we often do, it's time to talk about our friends over at O-Dark 30. And O-Dark 30 boots have saved me. I've been walking around Paris in my O-Dark 30 boots and my O-Dark 30 gear, flexing, being all America over here in Paris. And it bodes well, the reactions that I get, that if you want to go America all over, wherever you happen to be, go get yourself some gear over at odark30.com.
5 stars, they call it. It's too bad you couldn't put one of those boots up one of them queens' ass while you go there.
I wouldn't want to dirty my boots, man. These are pretty.
And it would be dirty.
So we're going to jump into the NFL, Eddie. NFL season right around the corner. I'm going to be in France when the NFL preseason kicks off. It's exciting. Unfortunately, none of the Bears starters are going to play in the Hall of Fame game, so we won't get our first Caleb Williams sighting until at least the next game in the preseason. But it's all getting started in the next few days, and that's really exciting. You know, the NFL season, the best time of year. I know it also involves, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and the winter so beautiful, but
right,
for some reason it coincides with the pinnacle of sports and the NFL season. And the Miami Dolphins finally got around to inking Tua Tagovailoa to a 4-year, $212 million extension. There were talks that he wasn't going to be in training camp. Coach McDaniel was handling it very well, saying, hey, I'm not worried about it. He'll be here. He's going to be our quarterback. And it's,
yeah,
he was right.
It's one of the most, you know, Jeff, everybody wants to point their finger at this guy. He's the biggest team player there is going. I mean, he was that way at Bama. He's that way in Miami. And now you think that Miami believes in him, gave him $51 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely believe in him. And I mean, those Hawaiian guys are known for being great guys and great in the locker room. So exciting for Tua. Excited to see what he could do with that Miami Dolphins team. I'm a big fan of their coach and the philosophy he seems to be bringing down to Miami. So I know you think he's a nerd, but I don't hold that against him. I think he's the coolest coach in the NFL, to be perfectly honest with you. Now that Coach Belichick's not in the league anymore, it's between Sean Payton.
Oh,
and,
I love Belichick. You know why?
Why?
It just proves as I get older that I can still get a young chick.
Well, I tell you what, he's definitely doing well in the ladies department. I mean, I don't know if it was his game that got her, if it was his brilliance that got her, or if it was his bank account that got her, but I can tell you
all
what,
three of above.
Billy Boy does not care, because he has got a looker on his arm, and I'm sure they don't have a lot
to cheerleader.
I'm sure they don't have a lot to talk about over dinner, although she may have a lot of football knowledge considering the fact that she was a cheerleader and around it, but I don't think she's on Bill's level. That's like, a mathematician talking to a kindergarten math teacher. So their conversations are probably brief, and then, other things happen. But, Bill Belichick had something to say about Patriots quarterback Drake May. He started training camp and he matched Belichick's evaluation. He's going to need to work in reading defenses and coverages. He's too quick to bail out of the pocket. He needs to learn to hang in there longer. A former player said about Bill Belichick's assessment, "You experienced a team meeting?"
Well, that's true. I mean, when you listen to Belichick, is like going to a team meeting because you're going to get an education.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. You go back to that girl he's going out with, she's getting an education. Wow. And so she's got a PhD in Belichick right now. And so a lot of people would love to have her knowledge.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure that's what they'd love to have from her is her knowledge.
Well, I'm not going to go there, but I'm just saying that old Bill, he's enjoying life, and God bless him, man. He should.
Yes, absolutely. He's earned it, even if he had.
And you
Tom
talk
Brady.
About Drake, you talk about Drake May. A lot of those guys have happy feet, and there's so many of these young black quarterbacks. They want to tuck and run, and he's a white quarterback that tucks and run. So I mean, these younger generation guys, they want to show their speed. Well, until one of these linebackers, like Micah Parsons or somebody, tunes them up one time, and then all of a sudden they lose them happy feet. And that's what this guy needs to do. Get jacked up a couple of times, and he'll lose those happy feet.
Yeah, college really does these days rely a lot on quarterbacks running out of the pocket. And a lot of these guys that do really well in college, and I know the NFL scouts know what they're doing. They do see the guy's arms. They see the guy's reaction times. So they're not drafting guys because of the fact that they can run out of the pocket. It works for some people. Even the guys who do, we don't have any Michael Vicks anymore. Guys who were just as dangerous outside of the pocket as they were in, as far as a running threat goes anymore. You got guys like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. The reason why they're a threat is because they'll run out of the pocket, run around in circles, and then throw the ball. So
they're dangerous. They're really dangerous.
You do have to adjust to you're not facing an entire defense where a couple of the guys are going to make the NFL anymore. You're facing the best of the best of the guys that you faced in college, plus a few years of NFL experience coming after you on every play. So you definitely want to stay behind your linemen if you can. And Drake May is going to have to figure that out. Speaking of guys who have figured out how to stay behind their linemen, and one of these guys, actually, I'm sorry that I made the Michael Vick comment too quickly, because I'm going to have to back off a little bit, but the 2024-2025 NFL MVP picks have come out. This is what the folks who do all the prognosticating believe.
Right. They think they know everything.
They believe that the NFL MVP will come out of one of these six guys, and of course they're all quarterbacks. Number one on the list is a guaranteed every year possibility to win the MVP, and that's Patty Mahomes out of Kansas City. CJ Stroud.
Love him, boy. Great quarterback.
CJ Stroud and that Houston Texans. I mean, he not only could he be the NFL MVP, he, with that Houston Texans team, could be the Super Bowl MVP, because they've put together quite a team down in Houston.
Yeah,
quickly,
they do.
A quick rebuild in Houston. They moved on.
Well, you talk about Houston. I was at NRG Stadium the other day, Jeff, watching CJ Stroud and the Texans, and they're put together. They got offense and defense, and they're running like a finely tuned Rolls Royce engine right now. And this is, they're getting ready to do the Hall of Fame, but you're never going to see the real, Texans there.
No.
But I mean, in practice, you see how motivated they are, how quick they are. Oh man, this is some Stephon Diggs going to make the difference here this year, believe me.
There's so many guys on that team that are going to prove that they've done some good things down in Houston after having to move on from
Jr.
Yeah, move on from a franchise quarterback and quickly rebuild what could be a juggernaut in the NFL. Lamar Jackson, the guy who I should have bitten my tongue when I said we didn't have a Michael Vick in the league, because we do. We have Lamar Jackson, who is a threat to run, but he also has a cannon of an arm like Michael Vick did, and a Baltimore Ravens team that every year, as long as I can remember, has been a threat in the AFC, and Lamar Jackson could potentially be a threat to win the NFL MVP this year.
Yeah, but you know what makes him great now?
What?
When he does run, he's going to be rested because he can turn around and hand that ball to number 22, Derrick Henry from the Titans. And I mean, it's going to be unbelievable between Henry up the middle and him running east and west. He's going to kill you.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's a different beast, and I forgot all about that threat in Baltimore. It's going to be fun to watch those games for you Baltimore Ravens fans. Jordan Love, potential MVP pick. If Jordan Love wins an MVP and a Super Bowl in Green Bay, then whatever they have, whatever sauce there is in Green Bay, everybody needs to get some, because to go 3 in a row like this with the same methodology of drafting while you still have a star and then moving on from that star at seemingly the right time and bringing in the kid who was sitting behind the star has worked twice, and it'll be bizarre if they pull it off with Jordan Love. Josh Allen in Buffalo, clearly a guy who can compete for the NFL MVP.
Yeah, but is he the bridesmaid, never the bride?
I don't know. He lost two key receivers in his backfield. So
yeah, but I want to hear about all that. I mean, if you're a Patrick Mahomes, you don't care about who you got to throw to. You just throw to him. Josh Allen needs a okay.
Travis Kelce would disagree with you.
Well, he's not going anywhere. You mentioned wide receivers, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean,
well,
Josh
he's got a
Allen.
Great tight end in Buffalo. He's not going to go anywhere. Buffalo, for some reason, they just can't win it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes on back to our friend, you know, Daryl Talley. I used to hammer Talley all the time. Remember that, Jeff? Saying,
yeah.
Man, couldn't you guys just won by accident?
You would think 4 in a row that one of them they would have won, but the chips were stacked against them, and great players, great coach. We got to get Joe Burrow in here, coming back for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Broadway Joe.
The kid's a winner. I'm always excited to watch him play. I have nothing but high hopes for Joe Burrow. Hopefully he doesn't get bungled in Cincinnati and he's able to have a nice long career there and hopefully
win
the Super Bowl.
He went platinum blonde like the Lover, brother. I mean, it's like, I looked at him, I said, oh, man, he's styling in profile. I loved it. It's like, man, he's got a missile of an arm.
He does.
He doesn't have a cannon. He's got a missile.
All right, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Power comes in many forms. The beloved power nap, the enviable power couple, the celebrated power hitter. But around here, Kohl's Cash is power. And if you earned it recently, it's time for your power trip to Kohl's. Will you redeem your Kohl's Cash on those Adidas sneakers you've been eyeing? Will you flex at the block party with that new ice cream maker? Will you replace your kids' favorite shorts because they outgrew them again? However you redeem your Kohl's Cash before it expires, more power to you. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's. Additional exclusions may apply.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, as we always do, we got to pump up our boys over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Go check out odark30.com.
It doesn't get any better. 5-star.
The MLB, Eddie, is past the All-Star game. We're in the second half. We're not exactly to, you know, prime coming down
stretch
to the wire
run yet.
Yeah, we're not in the stretch run yet, but the teams that everybody's watching right now are the leading division leaders, the division leaders, and who's right behind them. And in the AL East right now, it's the Baltimore Orioles, an incredibly young team, well put together. It's been a long time coming for the Orioles. They shocked a lot of people last year with how good they are. They've got a great young core, and the trade deadline is passing, and it looks like they're not making a ton of moves, but the Orioles seem like a team that's built for a good run for a long time. But sniffing right behind them, the guys that will never, ever go away are the New York Yankees. And
oh, I love them Yanks, man. You know, the Yankees, great organization. Yeah. Always been great.
And the rich got richer because they picked up Jazz Chisholm from the Miami Marlins before the trade deadline. So the Yankees lineup is what I said before the season. You know, they've got a lineup that can – they've got a murderer's row again. And if the pitching can hold up, then they only added a reliever in Mark Leiter Jr. from the Cubs. But if that pitching can hold up, that lineup can do some damage in the playoffs. And the Yankees, of course, your pick to go to the World Series. And I thought you were crazy then. And I am starting to feel less like you're crazy. So
yeah, because the Yankees are one game back.
Yeah, and they're putting it together now. They're looking significantly better than they did in the beginning of the season. They look like the Yankees, and that's going to be a fun run in the AL East. Both of those teams will be in the playoffs, and both of them have the ability to go deep into the playoffs. The Cleveland Guardians, a team that I don't think anybody saw coming out and dominating in the AL Central, are dominating in the AL Central. The Minnesota Twins are 5 games back from them right now. That's a weak division. The Guardians are a good team, but that division is the easiest out of the 3 in the AL for the Guardians.
Yeah, but
to be leading.
Jeff, I just can't go any further with the name Guardian. I mean, it's like, come on. I mean, you sound like you're a rubber that you use, you know, on a nasty woman. It's like, come on.
Well, I mean, that's their name.
Like, nasty rubber. That's what they are. The Guardians, nasty rubber. And it's like, are you happy in Cleveland? You got rid of the Indians for rubber?
Yeah, but it makes sense. Listen, they have the bridge that goes into the city that's got the two guards guarding it. So it makes sense for Cleveland.
You're justifying. Yeah, well, they need to put them rubbers over the top of it then.
Well, I guess they'll have to. Listen, the AL West.
Put a little air in it.
The Astros, who people were writing off in the beginning of the season, have gone back to being the Astros. They're leading the AL West. The Mariners are right behind them. They're a game back. The Mariners, a very good team, getting better with the trade deadline. And the Astros, you know what it is? It's all about that pitching. If that pitching could stay healthy, the Astros obviously are a contender to represent the AL in the World Series, as are the Mariners.
Yeah, and they got Justin Verlander coming back.
Yeah.
Shortly, and he's going to be ready. He's going to be. I'm trying to speak here. He's going to be really ready for the stretch run. Boy, that's a tough thing to say, boy.
Yeah, he is. He's up there in years, and he's got a lot of work on that arm. So,
oh, he does.
Yeah, there are some serious mileage on his arm. So, if he can stay healthy,
but you look back in history, Jeff. Look at Nolan Ryan with the Astros. He threw a no-hitter at 44 years old.
Yes, and retired, what, four games later?
No, 46 he retired. Two years later.
Oh, dang. I mean, Nolan Ryan and Justin Verlander, that's, I guess, a good comparison. But Nolan was more of a firebrand than Justin, but Justin has won World Series for the Astros, and so I mean, it's all about pitching for the Houston Astros if they want to make a return to the World Series and maybe win another one. The Mariners, a younger team with younger pitching, but they're very good, and the Astros need to keep winning if they want to keep those Mariners out of the AL West lead. Moving over to the Astros
have trouble with the Mariners too, all the time.
Yeah, the Mariners are very good. Moving over to the NL East, the Phillies running away with the NL East. The Braves are 8 games back. The Braves, however, the last time Ronald Acuna Jr. tore his ACL and the Braves had to go out and get a guy to make a run in the playoffs, they went out and got Jorge Soler. And today, they did the exact same thing. Ronald Acuna tore his ACL earlier in the season, and the Braves went out and got Jorge Soler today. So,
did they really?
Yep, the Braves won the World Series that year, and they're hoping to put it together and overcome the Phillies or get into the wild card and take out the Phillies. But either way, it looks like those two teams are making an attempt to get into the playoffs and make a run in the playoffs.
Down the stretch they come.
In the Central, the Brewers lead it, and the Cardinals are 6 games back of them. I'm not a believer in either one of these teams, to be perfectly honest with you.
I haven't heard of the Brewers all year.
Yeah, well, they could be one of those teams. Not really. They could be one of those teams that have the guys that are, you know, just winning. And I know they've got good pitching. They've got good young pitching, but really, I don't think anybody thought that the Brewers were going to win the NL Central, and the Cardinals have a great lineup, but pitching was suspect. We're going to have to find out. As was with the AL, the NL Central may be a weak division, and whoever comes out of that gets blown out in the first round and we no longer have to talk NL Central, or the Brewers and the Cards are the real deal. I mean, the Cardinals definitely have a good lineup and they have a few good pitchers, but I don't see them in the same breath as the Phillies, the Braves, and the Dodgers. So I don't have a lot of hopes coming out of the NL Central. The Dodgers are leading the NL West. Whoa. Nobody expected any different. The Padres are 6 games back. So the Padres are an interesting thing, but let's talk the Dodgers first. The Dodgers, as are the Phillies, are a super team, and as are the Yankees at this point. They are a super team. The Dodgers more than anybody. The Dodgers have the pitching that all 5 of their guys could be an ace on other teams, and they're getting pitching back. And the Padres are a good team that have seemed to not be able to put it together. And the staple in their lineup, Yu Darvish, has taken a step away from the game. He's 38 years old. I don't know what's going on with him, but they're not talking about it. They're being very professional about whatever's going on with Yu Darvish. They put him on the restricted list, and he's gone away for personal reasons. And
Freddie Freeman, too.
Yeah,
they put
Freddie on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on with his family. It's got to be serious for him not to be around.
I believe he has a son that's going through some stuff medically, and he went home. No, not at all. I think a 3-year-old son who he's gone home to deal with some medical stuff with. So we hope the best for the Freeman family. And also for whatever's going on with Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish is beloved in San Diego. He's known as a class act. And hopefully he can get back and the Padres can take out those Dodgers. Because to be perfectly honest with you, there's nothing I hate more than a super team unless it's my team. And my team will probably never be a super team because they're not in Los Angeles. And
you
got to
call
York.
The GM in D.C., buddy. That's it.
Well, he's making moves, and they're looking good. So we'll see if old Rizzo can pull off magic again, but not this year.
Well, hey, has Rizzo got the moving van pulled up?
No. They're not moving back to Montreal. Is that what you're asking?
No. Moving his ass out of D.C.
No. Mike Rizzo, I think, loves it in D.C. I think they'd be quicker to move on from him than he would be to move on from them. I think Rizzo will probably end up being the president of operations or whatever it is under
the new ownership.
Whenever there is new ownership. Yeah, he's done a great job. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've poo-pooed him quite a bit in the past with moves that he's made, but he proves me wrong every time. And the only mark on his resume is signing Steven Strasburg to a long contract. But to be honest, Steven Strasburg deserved that long contract. He deserved for them to take a flyer on.
If I'd have been the GM with Strasburg, I'd have signed him too.
Yeah.
That's how good he looked.
Yeah.
I mean, his ball moved. I mean, he threw almost 100 miles an hour, and he had breaking ball, slider. He had everything.
When he was healthy,
a complete guy, and he just couldn't stay healthy. That's all.
When he was healthy, best pitcher in major leagues, but unfortunately, health was the issue, and that's what took him out. Let's jump over to the WWE. We're running short on time here, but SummerSlam, Cody Rhodes versus Solo, the undisputed WWE championship.
Yeah, I think The Rock or the true tribal chief, Roman Reigns, are going to show up and cause Solo to lose, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good stuff. You got Liv Morgan against that stinky ass Rhea Ripley, and you know, I like Liv Morgan. She's just like a sexy woman that can draw money. She's good in the ring, good on the stick. She's just got it all. I mean, why would you want to take the belt off that bad looking girl? I mean, come on.
I don't know, but Rhea Ripley seems to be constantly at the tip of your tongue. We talk about her a lot, so she draws money.
That's why I talk about her.
Yeah, the U.S. Championship, Eddie. Exciting stuff.
Woo, Mister, as they call him, social media. Logan Paul against L.A. Knight. I really like L.A. Knight. I really do. As a worker, he's really, really good. And,
so what you're saying is he's going to put over Logan Paul?
Well, no, he's going to beat Logan Paul.
All right.
And the Intercontinental Championship, CM Punk, buddy of mine, against that whiny-ass Drew McIntyre. I just believe that CM Punk is going to do what he needs to do. He's going to show up because CM Punk draws money. People love that guy because he works hard. He just got to stay healthy. That's it.
Yeah,
and Drew McIntyre. Yeah, Drew's you know, he's good in the ring. He studies really hard, and both of them are really good. But Drew McIntyre is the bridesmaid, never the bride. So I'm going to go with Punk.
CM Punk. So you're taking Cody Rhodes with a potential of The Rock or Roman Reigns costing Solo the belt. You're taking Liv Morgan over Rhea Ripley and CM Punk over Drew McIntyre and LA Knight over Logan Paul. Logan Paul, man, perfect for the WWE. His brother is turning himself into a serious boxer, and Logan Paul is turning into a serious WWE wrestler. But there's a chance LA
True
Knight could.
Promoters, those two guys.
They're
True
unbelievable
promoters.
From Disney
Channel
kids. And I love
them
kids.
To death. They're really good.
Disney Channel kids to, you know, true promoters is exactly right. Those guys can promote themselves into a lot of money, it turns out. And I don't fault them. That's what they're doing. Yep. Hey, listen.
No,
Eddie,
we can't.
We got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, what a
show. Absolutely. Well, we always got a good show.
That's true.
And no show, no go, baby. We got it going. And you know something? I got to give them a salute. WWE SummerSlam is coming up tonight. SummerSlam.
Exciting stuff. Without a doubt.
It's going to be badass. It's going to be... I'm going to watch that tired-ass Rhea Ripley get her ass handed to her.
SummerSlam in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, the mistake on the lake. They're going to have that rubber. They're going to have that guardian rubber over the bridge.
It'll be well guarded. Yeah, we got into...
Yeah, from STDs. And they got a lot of them in that stands, believe me.
We got into the Olympics opening ceremony, which has been the talk of everywhere, to be perfectly honest with you. Everybody saw it, and everybody's talking about it, and it's not going over the way I think they hoped it would. They're trying to tell us that it was great, but I don't know that anybody's buying it. We talked NFL.
What, the Queen of France?
We talked the NFL, which is so exciting that we're getting back NFL season, Eddie. We're going to be talking NFL soon. We're going to be talking a lot of it. We may be filling up the entire show with NFL talk soon. It's exciting to get back into it. The odds makers are telling us who's going to be the MVP, who's going to win the Super Bowl, who's going to be the Super Bowl MVP, who's going to win the coin flip. They're all coming out of the woodwork because we're almost to football season. We got into the MLB, getting close to the stretch run, talked about who's leading all
the
divisions.
But you know what they forgot about, Jeff, with the MVP? Christian McCaffrey.
He's always a threat.
Don't you ever count him out for MVP, period.
He is arguably the most valuable player because he plays a position where he can run the ball, but he also is a threat to catch the ball. And he's very valuable to whatever team he's ever played on. He's been extremely valuable. So watch out for Christian McCaffrey also. We got into SummerSlam.
Hey, I need to give a shout out real quick.
All right, do it.
To our friend Leon Beck, the publisher of TexasHotCountryMagazine.com. Go check it out because they're doing a spread on Jeff and me real soon. Got to go check him out. He's that good.
All right, go check out Leon at TexasHotCountryMagazine.com. Eddie, tell him goodbye.
Hey, for the Jeff Taylor in Paris, this is the Continental Lover saying so long, everybody.